A related Tuesday Minute discusses the profound effect that the thyroid gland has upon metabolism, and that lab tests are not always the best way to diagnose the problem. That doesn't mean we can't use lab tests, but we can't rely on them exclusively. So how can we use the lab to our advantage? My thanks to Dr. Harry Eignier and his insights and over 30 years experience on this subject. I realize that thyroid evaluation is controversial, so right off the bat, I may be stepping on some sacred cows in this discussion, but I can tell you I've seen dramatic results following this therapeutic line of thinking, both with my patients and the doctors I've shared these ideas with. First, we look at the patient and see if they have the symptoms. If they don't have the symptoms, we're not going to get microscopic and try to manipulate lab numbers by using nutrients. We won't discuss all the symptoms here, but fatigue, mental confusion, mixed edema, inability to lose weight, and feeling cold are probably the big ones. You can see below for an expanded list. If people have three or more symptoms, the thyroid is probably involved. But here's the million-dollar question. What's causing the imbalance? Is the thyroid underperforming? Is the pituitary giving the thyroid enough stimulation? Is there an adrenal piece to the puzzle? Or is there a receptor site issue, as outlined in Dr. Mark Starr's book, Hypothyroidism Type 2? If the symptoms are present, the laboratory can be helpful to discern which aspect to focus on. I always look at free T4, free T3, and TSH. Remember, lab normals are created using sick people, so I want to be at the upper end of the lab range. For example, if the lab range is for free T3 is 2.0 to 4.0, the median is obviously 3.0. I want my levels to be above 3.0. So here's how my levels to be above 3.0. So here's how I look at the numbers. If the free T4 is low, either below the lab range or below the median point, then provide the necessary factors to make T4, namely iodine and L-tyrosine. Thyroxine, or tetraiodotyridine, needs 4 molecules of iodine and 1 molecule of tyrosine. Our society is so saturated with anti-iodine chemicals like chlorine, fluoride, and bromine that it makes sense to provide iodine. T4 is converted to T3, or triiodothyronine. Most of this conversion is done by the liver and kidney, but T3 is what the cells utilize. A small amount of a substance called reverse T3 is also produced. Elevated levels of reverse T3 have been associated with elevated cortisol and/or the liver's inability to break it down. If the reverse T3 is elevated, cellular levels of T3 will be lower. This is the value of using the free T3 to gain a clearer picture of what's available to the cells. The ratio of T4 to T3 is roughly 20 parts T4 to 1 part T3, but T3 is at least 3 to 4 times more active. Selenium, iodine, B vitamins for Krebs cycle function, and essential fatty acids for cell membrane function are important for the T4 to T3 conversion process. As a side note, if the cell membranes are not healthy, it'll be more difficult for the lipophilic thyroid hormones to enter the cells. I've used Metastim as a foundation for the conversion of T4 to T3 and optimal EFAs to support cell membrane health. Now, here's where we get controversial. Let's consider the TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Think about this before you answer. If the TSH is below 2.0, in the presence of hypothyroid symptoms, in the presence of hypothyroid symptoms, that's the key phrase. Let me say that again. In the presence of hypothyroid symptoms, what does that tell you? Hypothyroid symptoms with a low TSH is the body screaming for more metabolic juice, but the pituitary is not responding. In other words, it's not stimulating the thyroid to make more thyroxine. It's like the pituitary is sluggish. So we feed the pituitary the nutrients and cofactors it needs to work properly. I use Cytozyme PTHPT. Each tablet is 40 milligrams of an ovine pituitary hypothalamus blend. I also use ThyroStim, which provides broad spectrum support for healthy thyroid and pituitary function. Now let's consider an elevated TSH. The American Association for Clinical Chemistry suggests that the upper range of TSH should be 3.0. the pituitary hormones are screaming to the thyroid, come on, come on, let's have some juice. But the thyroid is just too tired or just plain burnt out. So if the patient has hypothyroid symptoms and their TSH is 3.0 or greater, start supporting their thyroid with GTA, which contains porcine thyroid tissue as well as rubidium and selenium. I prepared a summary with more specifics, but I think you have the concept. Use optimal values for free T4 and T3, and use the TSH as a means to determine if we're looking at a tired pituitary, less than 2.0, or a sluggish thyroid, greater than 3.0. This may seem a little complicated if these concepts are new, but believe me, it's well worth your effort to understand this fine-tuning. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next Tuesday. In the upper left-hand corner, you'll notice a tab called Archives. Click on it, you can access close to 300 programs on various topics, a virtual postgraduate course on clinical nutrition. Concerning the topic for this Tuesday Minute, you can view the links below on hypothyroid. But I'd like to add some additional clinical pearls for when your results are blocked, even if you have the right protocol. My thanks to Dr. Abbas Kutab and Harry Idenier for sharing these pearls with me over the years. Adrenal and thyroid function go hand in hand. When you find one, you'll usually find the other. Why? Because adrenal cortical hyperfunction results in excess cortisol. T4, as you know, is secreted by the thyroid and must be converted to a form cells can use, T3. T3 is necessary for the conversion of carotenoids to vitamin A, as well as the production of progesterone. Low levels of T3 result in lower ATP production, as T3 is needed for healthy mitochondria. Low levels of T3 result in low calcium uptake, which means reduced bone calcification. Also, low levels of T3 can mean reduced human growth hormone and reduced blood flow to the kidneys. But perhaps most importantly, low levels of T3 can result in reduced dendritic growth and an increase in senile dementia and Alzheimer's. Cortisol is necessary to reduce inflammation. But excess cortisol blocks the conversion of T4 to T3. This fact alone makes it important to incorporate lifestyle and dietary modifications to manage excess cortisol. T4 contains 4 molecules of iodine. The liver and kidneys are major players to convert T4 to T3 by removing 1 molecule of iodine. During the conversion process, 30 to 45% of total T3 is converted to 5% of total T3 is converted to active T3. 10 to 18% of the total T3 is converted to reverse T3. Reverse T3 is an inactive isomer that interferes with normal thyroid function when elevated. It's normal to have some reverse T3. However, it becomes increased with infection, diabetes, malnutrition, and other major diseases. But the major reason reverse T3 is elevated is due to too much cortisol or excess thyroid hormones. What's left from the active T3, the 30 to 45%, and reverse T3, the 10 to 18%, is converted to a sulfated form of T3 or thyroacetic acid. When we do the math, these forms make up 37 to 60% of total T3. But here's the part I didn't know. Both the sulfated form of T3 and the thyroacetic acid remain inactive until acted upon by gut flora and return to active T3. Let me say that again. 37 to 60% of the coveted T3 must be activated by the gut flora. Researchers also tell us stress affects the pH of the gut, which affects the health of bacterial flora. 20 years ago, Biotics created a product called ThyroStim to provide the factors necessary to stimulate the pituitary to activate the thyroid. I always wondered why a thyroid product contained probiotics. Now it makes sense. Keep in mind, excess cortisol will cause a thinning of the lining of the bowel, contributing to, if not causing, leaky gut. Leaky gut causes excess immune activation and probably a major role in the autoimmune condition Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So excess cortisol slows the conversion from T4 to T3. It can increase reverse T3 and affect gut flora and permeability. Some of the products from Biotics Research that balance adrenals include products from Biotics Research that balance adrenals include ADHS, which stands for adrenal hypersecretor and is a formulation of adaptogenic botanicals, D-Stress, a decapeptide shown to reduce cortisol, BioCMP and potassium HP, alkaline minerals to slow down the sympathetic nervous system, phenotrophic, a source of GABA that crosses the blood-brain barrier, hence relaxation, and phosphatidylserine, an oil which has been shown to reduce cortisol. Another factor that's overlooked and also affects the T4 to T3 conversion is the use of estrogenic compounds like birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, excess consumption of commercialized beef and a sluggish liver. And let's not forget the effects of xenoestrogens from pesticides and plasticizers, which block receptor sites similar to estrogen. That's why Dr. Kutab always starts his patient on a detox and then uses Medistim to support the T4 to T3 conversion. Anyone who's on estrogen, or for that matter, anyone who's on synthetic T4 like Synthroid, gets Medistim 2-3 times a day. Medistim contains all the conversion factors needed as well as some adaptogenic botanical agents to support thyroid health. It's one of the most valuable products in the Biotics line. Most of us can't or wouldn't want to change the medication that our patients are on. However, by adding Medistim, we can maximize their effectiveness. Another less seen phenomena is that we get the blood thyroid levels normalized and the patient still has symptoms. Years ago, Dr. George Goodhart called that phenomena cellular resistance. He found the use of RNA DNA as found in nucleozyme forte and rubidium as found in RBzyme can overcome most cases of cellular resistance. Make sure you see the thyroid summary sheet below to get all the symptoms and recommendations to balance thyroid function. The big keys are to make sure the conversion from T4 to T3 is smooth by reducing cortisol, healing the gut flora, and making sure the estrogens of the world are not inhibiting this important conversion. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next Tuesday.